This is NPR Illinois. I'm Rachel Otwell.
I'm speaking with Linda Diamond Shapiro. She is the interim CEO of Planned Parenthood in Illinois.
First of all, we are very concerned at Planned Parenthood of Illinois with access and creating access. So although we have provided medication, abortion in central Illinois, we were looking for a site that would have the infrastructure where we could bring this new service expansion to women of central Illinois. And when we moved to a new location in Springfield, we had much better infrastructure. We were able to build it out for the proper flow and the proper space. For what we call in clinic or surgical abortion, it's important for women to have options. Different women choose different approaches for different reasons. So the medication abortion is only available through 10 weeks, and the in clinic abortion gives a longer period of time. But women choose the different approaches for different reasons. The in-clinic abortion is a very quick procedure. It lasts about 10 minutes. It can be done early or later in the pregnancy. Very often there's less bleeding or cramping. And it's something that patients feel they can get over and done with in a day. The medication abortion, some people choose it because they feel like it's something that gives them maybe a little bit more control over their bodies. It's available early in the pregnancy. Some people consider it more private and less invasive. So it's really a personal choice. Some women just feel that the medication abortion is more natural. But the most important difference to emphasize is the medication abortion is only available through week 10.
So as many of our listeners probably know, Planned Parenthood has had a facility in downtown Springfield for many years now.
Sure.
So is this an expansion or an entirely new building, or what's it going to look like?
Yeah, we moved in May. And at that point, the Springfield Mass Transit had purchased our previous property from PPIL. It was a purchase achieved through eminent domain, which means Mass Transit, you know, needed that property for its purposes. So we completed our move to a new facility. We looked for a new facility that would really provide a great new facility for the Springfield area where we could provide all of our services, including, you know, contraception and annual exams and cancer screenings and STI testing and treatment, and even some of the newer services, HIV prevention therapy. So we really wanted to be able to have a site that was very comprehensive. And we looked for one with that better infrastructure for service expansion. The address is 601 North Bruns Lane.
All right. So that's a little further west, sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And it has a big parking lot. Mm-hmm. It has new technology upgrades, including things like, you know, cell phone chargers. It is centralized for the patients we serve.
We've been talking about a new Springfield facility that will include surgical abortions in what it provides, which is new for Springfield. However, there are other central Illinois abortion facilities. Is that correct, that offer the surgical services?
I believe in all of central Illinois, there are about maybe three private providers.
When it comes to Illinois, how many facilities does Planned Parenthood have that provide surgical abortion?
Medical and surgical, we have three facilities now, three health centers if you include Springfield.
So this will be the first central Illinois one?
The first Planned Parenthood health center in central Illinois to provide surgical in-clinic abortion.
And do you anticipate any backlash from abortion opponents? Is that something you have to plan for?
You know, we are always ready for some kind of backlash or those who don't believe that abortion should be an option. We respect everybody's beliefs, but we also, by mission and design, promote the fact that all people should have sexual and reproductive health and access to care and access to education. So we want to make sure that patients who do come to us for abortion care have a safe and confidential access.
All right. Any other developments as far as the Springfield facility or Planned Parenthood of Illinois overall that you'd like to mention at this point?
I'd like to highlight our expansion of services in transgender hormone therapy. So while we don't offer this service, all patients are always welcome at all Planned Parenthood. So we take care of transgender patients at all of our health centers. But we're offering transgender hormone therapy to help patients who are transitioning. And that's a new service for us in Central Illinois. We have that service at Champaign, and we're going to be introducing it in Bloomington, Pekin, and Peoria. And at some point, we will, in the next month or two, we're going to be introducing those services in Springfield. Gender identity should not affect access to care, and that's fundamental to Planned Parenthood of Illinois.